Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yeah, Sam. My name is Walter Brooks. I was a former customer, y'all, but I paid my loan off with you guys. When I received the offer through a mail with a flyer with a confirmation code on it.
Oh, okay. Did you have that code with you?
I do.
All right. What's that number? I'll punch it in and pull you up here.
It's 2411-0001-0001-9665.
9665. All right. Give me 1 second here. All right, Walter. Looks like I got you here. What's the name of the business that you're with, Walter?
Affordable Maintenance and Repair.
Oh, okay. All right. Just a second. All right. So, yeah, it looks like we sent you it's an offer for equipment financing and working capital. Was it working capital you did with us the first time?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And what were you looking for this time?
Well, I'm doing a little bit of expanding, and I really wanted to purchase the property for us so we can put our business in a new location.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, go ahead. Tell me all about it. It helps me on my end.
Yeah, I found an offer on some property that I think is an excellent offer. I mean, a deal on the property. I'm wanting to relocate my business, and the property don't have a structure on it, but that's not a problem because I'm going to put some structure on it. I already have that, you know, ready to go. It just needs to get the property. But also, I'm going to use a certain portion of it to fix some rental units on it as well.
So
it will help in two different ways. I can use part of it for my business, and I can use the other part for income from the rentals.
Sure, okay. Do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
I was hoping right around $20,000. From the to start out on it. I think that'll secure the property, and like I said, I already have the building. I'm thinking right off the bat, up front right now, about $20,000.
Okay, all right. And so, what's the timeline look on it? Are you looking to move as soon as possible, or did you have a
yeah,
set?
Yeah, as quickly as I can get some kind of a confirmation on some financing. Yes, of course, I want to move promptly.
Okay, perfect. All right, so a couple questions for you. What do you do for your gross annual sales, the top line revenue?
Let's see. Last year wasn't as great as I wanted it to be because we had some setbacks, but I think we was right around 60 to 65,000 for last year. This year, I'm expecting to do a whole lot better, to be over six figures.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. And let's see, 100,000. Okay. All right. And do you know when exactly did you do the previous loan with us?
That's been a couple of years ago, I think. Back in 2014, 15. That's a couple of years ago. But, I paid that one off. I think I paid that one off this year.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Well, then, you know what? This process should be pretty straightforward and simple. I am going to need you to fill out an application. It's kind of a requirement to do it. But outside of that, all I'm going to need from you is the most recent bank statements that you have. So 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. And then do you have the 2015 taxes filed?
I do.
Okay, so if you could send the 2015 tax return as well. But that's all I'm going to need for you right now. And I should be able to get you an approval pretty quickly. Do you have, I mean, the bank statements and the tax return handy?
I do have the bank's tax return. I don't have all the bank statements, so I'm going to have to round some of those up.
Okay.
That's okay. The only problem I think that I will have right now is the bank statement.
Okay. I'll tell you what. What's a good email address for you?
You can use. I have. Let me give you the one to directly to my phone. It's WalterLeonBrooks@gmail.
WalterLeonBrooks@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right. Is that Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. It'll have the it'll have the application that I need you to fill out, and then it'll have the list of what I need. So it's just the 6 months of the bank statements and the 2015 tax return.
Okay, now I do have the application that was sent in with this offer. I have that one that's already filled out, the business loan application. Now, I can go ahead and give you a photo shot of that and shoot that right back to you if you like.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Now, with that, though, there sometimes there is a little bit of an issue. You know, if it's not a problem for you, if you can fill out the one that I'm going to send to you just because it's specific for the program that I'm going to get you in for. The one that we sent to you, it's kind of like a generic one. And it doesn't always transfer into every program. But I have an application that is specific for the program that you're going to be fit into. So do you think, would you be able to fill it out? I can actually try to fill out most of it for you if you'd like.
Well, I can. What I'll have to do if you're going to send another one is, I have to give you another email address to send for the documents that I need to run off of the computer, because I don't have a way to.
I got you on your phone, yeah.
On the phone, yes. So,
okay. What's that email address for the computer? I'll send it to both, just so you have it on your phone, and then you have one on the computer that you can pull it up.
Right. It's going to be cbrooks435@yahoo.
435@yahoo. Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'll send it to both emails. It'll have the application in both of them. Just fill out the application, get the 6 months of the bank statements and the tax return back to me. If you can get all that into me today, I should have some answers for you tomorrow, and we can move pretty quickly and, you know, get the funds in place and get it all going.
Okay. Now, my tax return and my bank statements are not going to match up, like, you know.
Yeah, I know. So, because last year you were down a little, the bank statements this year should be showing a little more, right?
Right, correct. So it's going to be not, you know, show up, but like, you know, it's not like I would love it to. I would love for my tax return to show the full $100,000 something dollars that we went in, but you know, it's not going to do it. The bank statement's going to show a lot more of the money cash flow than the actual tax return. So let me pull that up and get that application filled out and get that back to you. And then I'll see about if I can pull up my bank statements on my phone account and see if I can get that information for you as well. And I'll get this stuff back to you.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send out the email right now. It'll probably take me about 5 minutes. On that email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions while you're getting everything together, go ahead, give me a call.
And your name's Sam, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good deal. I'll be waiting for your email then.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it out right now. Thanks a lot, Walter.
Okay, thank you. Bye.